K-A-9-S-X-H, New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
K-A-D-A-C, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, A9SXH.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, A9S, backstage.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
K-A-9-S-X-H.
K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Yeah, this is N8ERL on the substitute net control for tonight's Sunday night mid-Michigan net. Is there anyone who would like to join the pre-net? Please call.
Kilo Echo 8 Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8PCQ, Dave in Bay County with no traffic.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, Dave, you're on the list. Anyone else who'd like to give us a call?
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
KADAC, many part, no topic.
Hey, thank you, Minnie, for joining us. All right, we'll hold off until 7 o'clock, then we'll formally start the net, N8ERL. Well, it's another beautiful day in mid-Michigan. This is the Sunday mid-Michigan net. My name is David. My call sign is N8ERL, and I'm located in Saginaw County. I will be tonight's substitute net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.24 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net, and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the pre-net, I have K8PCQ Dave and K8PAZ Mini. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are on short-time mobile or are in and out. Please call.
This is Kilo, Charlie 8, Yankee Victor, Foxtrot, Ron, mobile short-time.
Thank you, Ron, and have you in as short time. We'll get right back to you. At this time, we'll take check-ins from any Echolink stations. At this time, I'll take regular check-ins. Please call and ADRL. Okay, well, beautiful day. Could be a short net. Let's go ahead and get right to our mobile station, Ron, KC8YVF. Go ahead.
Good evening, Dave. Hopefully you can copy me. I'm just on a little Bofong HT in the car, headed home from dinner. Thanks for picking up Rick's net tonight. I was going to do it, and then we decided we were going to do dinner tonight. So we went down to Panda House for dinner and just headed back home. So thanks for doing the net. Yeah, What a nice day out today. It was, they were saying 77 degrees, although I got information from Gaylord's weather station. They said up there they had their first snowflake today. So early this morning they had a snowflake, and then they posted to their Slack page that they hit 77 degrees up there as well. So a little bit of a temperature difference, that's for sure. I'll turn it back over to you. I will probably be home by the time you get to your second round. We'll give me a call at that point. KC8YVF.
Okay, Ron. Well, happy anniversary. Yeah, Panda House is one of our favorite places to go. Love to, I think they call it the foo-foo platter. I could make a meal just out of that. And okay on the snow and Gaylord. Getting that time of year, but man, what a great Indian summer. I guess we can still call it that. We're having right now. This is awesome. All right, Ron. Next, let's go to the top of the list. KEAPCQ, Dave, and then Mitty. You'll be up, and then after Mitty, we'll take a standby. Go ahead, Dave.
NADRL and the group KEAPCQ here. Well, David, I think it's Indian summer, but I think it's the whole tribe, because we've never had so many days lately. The colors are gorgeous. They finally popped. Would have been a great day for you to go out flying. I know we've had the helicopters. I think they're based out of James Clements. They've been doing two of them, tag teaming, taking people on tours, color tours out over the bay and back. For my first round, that'd be about it. It's just been a great day. Raked leaves and came into a good dinner. With that said, K8PCQ, back to net.
Yeah, okay, Dave. Well, I did not get a chance to get out today or yesterday, but I did get some time in on Friday. Had a nice flight. Did some review work on flying under the hood, so I didn't get a chance to look out too much. But I think we've got just as nice color down here in the Mid-Michigan as they do up north, or maybe even better. And interesting about the helicopters flying out of James Clements, I did not know that. That's interesting. Don't get over to James Clements anymore. I don't know too much about what's going on there. I know a couple of people who are in the aviation club over there. I think they call it Valley Aero. But, boy, I've not talked to him in a long time. All right, Benny, you're up next, and then we'll take a standby, and then we'll get back and see if Ron's still around. Go ahead, Benny.
Well, good evening, NADRL. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to Dave and Ron there. Good to have everybody in here tonight. Short list, but that's okay. Didn't do anything today, but yesterday went to Saginaw with my two granddaughters, my daughter and my granddaughter's mother-in-law-to-be and one of her friends. My granddaughter was looking for a wedding dress, and she found one and bought it. So it's very pretty. So, of course, she's not getting married until August of 25. So, anyway, this is KD8PAZ, back to NADRL.
Okay, well, that's awesome. You might mention that here next time around if you all were there to get a chance to watch her try on the dresses. I don't know what show it is, but I know my wife likes to watch it. It's a show where they do nothing but sell wedding dresses, and then they have kind of a interaction between the family who's there and the girl who's buying the dress, and kind of interesting. But very good on all of that. And August 25th comes around pretty quick. I cleaned up the freezer a couple days ago, and if you want to know, it reminds me of how fast time goes by, because there was some stuff in the bottom of the freezer that probably should have been thrown out a couple of years ago, but that's gone now. All right, we're at the end of the list. Let's make a quick call, see if there's anybody else who'd like to join us for tonight's Mid-Michigan Net. Please call NADRL.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob, and Frank Lewis. Good evening.
Okay, Bob. Excellent. Thanks for joining us. You're up next. Go ahead.
Well, thanks for picking me up. It was a beautiful day out today. I got down there a little bit late. Couple minutes late. I was had a closing the garage or the barn up and had to put some stuff away. For the October 20th, you couldn't ask for a better day. You really couldn't. And I guess tomorrow's going to be just as nice, if not a little warmer. So I'll take every one of them. I can handle this 365 days out of the year. But we know winter's coming. So we'll just deal with it when it gets here. See what else is going on at the ranch. I got my garden all rototilled yesterday. Finally, actually I had to take the riding lawnmower out there and mow down the weeds. It's got a lot of hand because I'm gone all the time. But oh well, it's looking fairly decent now. Everything's chilled up and pulled out and piled up, ready to burn. Eventually, when it gets a little wetter out. Although I did. Last weekend I got like 1.59 inches of rain, so I did get some rain. Back to net control, this is NAQPR.
Okay, Bob, well, thanks. Good deal on everything. We're still working out of the raised garden. We've got tomatoes that are really ripening up nice. Found a few cucumbers on a late plant that we put in, and so I've taken out some of the old cucumbers and some of the and one of the pepper plants I thought was dead, so popping out with some peppers. So pretty interesting. So okay, Bob, thanks for that. Let's make one more quick call. Is there anyone else who'd like to join the Mid-Michigan Net? Please call. Okay, very good. Well, before we we'll go back to the top. Let's check and see if Ron is there. if he's still mobile or if he's home yet. We'll give him a call, see if he's there. If not, we'll hold off a little bit. KCYVF, if you're there, go ahead and pick it up.
Good evening, Dave. Everyone else on the net. Bob, good to have you back in here. Yeah, I just pulled in the driveway, so I'm standing outside with the HD. Nice to be able to still be outside at 20th of October. Hopefully by the end of the month for Halloween, it's a little nicer. We've had some pretty crappy weather, basically, for Halloween, so I'm hoping we have a good time. And, you know, hippies would be fine, just keep the rain away, I guess. But, yeah, I had Friday off from work, did work around the house, and then we went up to dinner for, again, an anniversary weekend type thing, up to Bay City. And then yesterday, nothing but work around the house. We got all of our molding in, or baseboards and that, in the living room. I got one little section I got to repair a wall, so I can't put the woodwork back up there, but everything's finally back in place. Last thing, once the weather turns and I get a chance, I'll be doing the tile work in front of the fireplace, but that's going to be a cold weather thing. Got to take advantage of the nice weather here while I can. So, garden, still getting stuff out of the garden, but we're pretty well done with everything. So I was going to pull out most of it, the plants, today, but I will work on that probably next weekend, Saturday or Sunday, and get the garden tilled up and that. So that's kind of the plan for next weekend. Did get my red motorcycle back out. I replaced the battery in it. I checked the battery, and it was not holding the charge the way it's supposed to be. It was 6 years old, and usually I get eight or more out of the battery limit break. But it did not test out right on the analyzer, so I bought a new battery and put that in today, which, again, it's not an easy task. You got to remove the seats and the side covers and to get in there. And, of course, I have a lot of electrical accessories that I've added. So you've got an accessory fuse block and ground block and that I got to work around and disconnect things. So it took me about an hour and a half to change out the battery. But it seems to start up and run. So I was kind of surprised that I had a starter switch problem, but it looks like it might have just been the battery for the last 6 months here that's been acting up. So 73 to everyone. Have a good week. It's supposed to be at least a nice week coming up. I know one day, I think it's Wednesday, we're supposed to get another chance of rain. And then kind of cool off toward the end of the week. But I'll still take those for October weather. So 73 to everyone. Have a good week. KCYVF back in that.
Okay, well, glad you got the red motorcycle up and running. And those batteries can be kind of tricky. You just never know with them. And they're pretty much 5 years. I'm done. I replace them. It's not going to give them a chance to give me a hard time. I've been lots of lurch enough times to go ahead and do that, especially with the airplane. Every 5 years, the airplane gets a new battery, whether it needs it or not. But okay, well, very good, Ron, and I'm glad, again, that the bike is up and running and okay and still getting stuff out of the garden. And, boy, you're always busy with getting the house projects done. Okay, let's see. Let's go back to the top of the list to you, Dave, KAPCQ, and then you'll be on standby. Go ahead, Dave.
N8DRL in the group, KE8BCQ here. Well, I got a solar panel today, a solar charging panel for my mesh tastic radios that Ron got me interested in. We're going to put it up at about 15 feet, try and make a little repeater to get out farther. Appears as though I'm the only Lone Star with this mesh tastic in Bay County, so if I can get close to Saginaw County, maybe we can connect. With that said, I hope everybody has a good week. Stay safe. KE8PCQ 73, back to N8ERL in the group.
Okay, Dave. Well, very good on getting your solar rig set up. Interesting how this mesh tastic is moving along. I know that you've done a lot to get yours up and running. So maybe we can, maybe we'll have a few months, or we can have another club meeting to kind of catch up on the Meshtastic and see what everybody's doing. All right, Minnie, we're down to you with Bob on standby, KD8PAZ.
Well, good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to Bob there. Good to have him in here. My granddaughter, she tried on probably about 20 different dresses, and about the fifth or sixth one is the one she really liked. And, we stood there and watched her try them all on, and one that she decided to buy, she walked around there just to swinging it around, and they got big mirrors there, and so they took the other granddaughter took pictures of her in the dress and stuff. So then she got to ring the bell when she told them that was the dress she wanted, and then she had to hold up a heart saying, "This is the one," and we all stood there and got our picture taken, and I had posted it on Facebook. Of course, you don't have the dress on Facebook, but the rest of we all stood there together and had our picture taken. After that, we left there and went to Olive Garden for supper. So, anyway, this is KD8PAZ, NADRL.
I'll find business on everything, Minnie. Yeah, I suppose you wouldn't want it out. A picture of her with a dress on, because I'm sure they still don't want the husband-to-be to see that before time, I guess. And very good. I'm glad you got to spend more time with your family. I'm always impressed on how well you keep your family together. All right. We are down to Bob down at the end of the list, NAKPR. Go ahead, Bob.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Commercials over with. Short one. Not much else to go into here. I got next week here, or this week, I got a, when I went to close my travel trailer up north, I couldn't get the water pump to work. You know, the 12-volt water pump, it's been finicky the last several years, because the only time I use it is to close the trailer, you know, or flush out the lines in the spring. So I think I know what's wrong with it, but there's like a check valve in there, and if you don't, you know, deposits build up and it won't open when the pump's running, and so, you know, it's not sucking and it's not pushing anything out, so I think that's what it is. But I went and bought a new pump anyways, and I'll see if I can't fix that one, and then I'll use that for a spare. But so I got to do that this week. I blew out all the water out of the line, so I'm not afraid of the freezing or anything. I just feel better with the RP and the freezing. And I got another travel trailer at home here that we took out the last time we had it out. It was the beginning of October there. And, the awning wasn't open. So I got to work on that. And I resealed the windows this weekend. I took out all the old caulk and put in new stuff. But I gotta take care of keep that on and fix it before I forget about it. But that said, thanks for doing that, Dave. 7-3s, everybody have a great week, and I'll be on here tomorrow night. Back in the control and keep care.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, very good on getting all the water out, and looks like you've got a few days anyway, hopefully, before you can get the new pump in and get the RV antifreeze circulating through there. Yeah, it's always important to have that in there, because you never know, I guess, even though you might think you got the water out, might still be some there. And yeah, I think one of the biggest complaints of guys who have campers is working on the awning. Always something with that. Okay, we're down at the end of the list. Before I give a call, I just got a couple comments to make. I kind of wore myself out yesterday working outside. My old bones were pretty sore this morning when I got up. I did probably about 6 hours outside, which is a lot for me. I did a lot of branch trimming, gathering up branches, mulching leaves, did some trimming on some of the shrubs. My arms don't work very good above my head, and I kind of overdid that, but got a lot done, so I felt pretty good. Biggest thing I got done was to wet and forget my fence. Probably got about 140 feet of fence along the back. Well, actually more than that, probably about 160 feet. And on one side, that's my fence. That was getting pretty ugly. So I sprayed it with wet and forget, and I'm hoping by the time spring comes, it'll be looking pretty good. So we'll see how that goes. Haven't done much with the radio lately, and got a chance today to work on 10 meters, made about 20 contacts here off and on while I was watching the Lions play. Oh, Lions, quite a Lions game. If you're watching that, pretty amazing. Anyway, wide open. I could not believe all the stations out there, Japanese stations, the 4U IUN, the United Nations station was on. So a lot of guys called them, but didn't seem where I could hear them. But anyway, so I think that's about it for me. Let's make a quick call. Anybody else want to join us for this last round of the Mid-Michigan Net? Please call in ADRL. Okay, at this time, we will ask for any closing comments or any rechecks before we close the net. Okay, tonight, including myself, we had five check-ins. And at this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated. This is David in ADRL, temporary net control tonight. This net is now closed at 7:23 and turned back to normal amateur use.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.